Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As everybody knows by now, the NCAA selections were made yesterday. Locally, Michigan, as expected, despite the fact they have not played great down the stretch and an injury to Isaiah Livers, is the number one seed in the East region. Michigan State was one everybody was anxiously awaiting, and we find out that they were in the play-in game to be the 11th seed also in the East region. They'll be going up against UCLA around 10 o'clock from Mackey Arena on the campus of Purdue University, where Michigan has not won a basketball game there since 2014. Michigan State, I should say, has not won since 2014, but at least they're playing in some place they're familiar with, which I don't know if that's going to make any difference or not. I have no idea. The Spartans right now are 1-point favorites. But a lot of people, you know, especially, you know, people who like to gamble or just have a lot of fun in their office or with their friends, watch the selection show, seeing where the brackets are, and then boom, the brackets come out and you enter a pool, usually. And as people know, I've run this one here for a long, long time. I've run one ever since I moved here, so since at least 1986. It's always been a passion. In the old days, it used to be you get your money, try to collect everybody. Everybody ends up screwing you somehow, but whatever. And I used to be like a teacher. I'd mark my papers after each round, and it would take you, you know, because you have a few hundred people in the pool some years, and it would take you a long time to make sure you have to double check, because you don't want to get any wrong. But now that it's all done on the internet, people click, the scores are already there. I don't have to do that. So there's not much there. But usually everybody gets excited. You get a bracket. I'm getting the sense, not from me, because I still get excited about it, probably because I run it, that we're not going to get as many people involved this year. And I think part of the reason is, A, there's not as many people here in the office.
Right, they're not around.
But they do get their emails. Mm-hmm. And two, people, because of COVID, just aren't into this tournament as much. And is that true? With you guys, at least?
Not for me. I mean, this is one, like, as soon as the brackets started to come out, I found out where I could find one. And then there's one that I fill out with my family. There's one I fill out just with the kids. There's one I fill out, you know, here in the office. There's going to be multiple brackets that I fill out. I'm excited about it.
Oh, good.
And I'm excited for a couple of reasons. Like, we all know that nothing is normal right now. Mm-hmm. And the tournament, if there is a forfeit, if there are teams that can't play, maybe there's one team that gets inserted, you know, in this first weekend that you know, wasn't originally on the list. Like, we have to accept the fact that it's just not going to be normal. But I'd rather have it not normal and still have it than what we had last year, where it's all gone.
Right.
It's gone.
Yes.
Me too. I want that. But I am in this ballpark. I'm not as interested in this as I normally am. I found out, I didn't realize it until I watched a selection show. And I'm just like, I was like, meh. I don't know. Some of it might be Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm just really down on what's happened with them. And then I just hate that Livers got hurt. And who knows how serious it is. But I just am not as into it. I'm not hyped into it.
You have till Thursday.
I watch more regular season college basketball than I have in years. This just because there was you're at home more,
right?
You know, and all that stuff. But I just, I don't know. There's something missing.
Don't you want to have a stake in it, though? Something to watch other than just sitting down to watch a game? I think.
Well, he'll participate, right?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have the urge to go there. Like, I'm usually like, I'll fill out my bracket Sunday night. Like, I'm into it, you know? It's like, I'll get into ESPN.com's challenge and stuff, and I'm just not being pulled there.
But if you, they're still doing the $1 million bracket, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you gotta, you can't win it if you're not in it.
Exactly. But I've said that my entire life.
Nobody's ever had the perfect bracket either.
No.
This could that's be impossible. The year.
I know.
The perfect bracket is, I know it's not mathematically impossible, but it is.
People can't fill out a bracket knowing the results. That just happened.
Well, yes.
Like, okay, the day after the tournament ends, let's have people fill out a bracket. Can they fill out the perfect bracket?
Right.
I mean, probably like, yeah, I think we did this a few years ago. I remember Stoney, like Doug Karsh had this.
Yeah.
I think like you and I were able to. But knowing the results the day after the tournament ends, I don't think people would fill out a perfect bracket.
No. The reason I think I could do is because I see the brackets every day in my own pool. So especially when I was grading them, I knew exactly, you know, that, for instance, let's say, you know, Virginia Tech at 10 beat Florida 7. If that does happen, I would know that because I saw it in, you know, 150 pieces of paper that I had in my manila envelope.
I mean, you're asking somebody to go 63-0.
Sure.
Straight up. It's impossible.
It is, but it's still fun to you know, dream and think that, well, maybe this is that one time. Maybe this is the year that it happens.
BetMGM will give you $2 million if they you go 63-0. And what's cool about theirs is if whoever wins or has the best record, they'll still give you like $100,000.
Well, that's great. 248-539-9797. Are you as enthused about the brackets this year as you have been in them? I mean, look, I think you should be more excited because you didn't play last year.
You didn't even have a chance. It
right.
It was stolen.
I know. I didn't know what to do. I was like, you know, going through withdrawals.
Yes, and you get to the day where, oh, this is supposed to be Sweet 16, and there's just nothing. You get to the Elite Eight. You get to the Final Four, and there's just nothing. And then all we had to look forward to was maybe we can do it in 2021. There is so much going to happen in 22. This is one little slice that we get right now as the pandemic is still going on, as we're dealing with everything. Sports have always been that one opportunity to escape.
And it's funny because a friend of mine runs this pool of, it's like a fantasy NCAA pool where you pick players and whoever has the most points at the end wins a lot of money. And he didn't think the interest was going to be there. So he sent out an email, and we're all in. We're doing it Thursday via Zoom.
Uh-huh.
So it's Thursday because, obviously, games don't start till, you know, then, actually.
Well, the playing games
don't count.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't think although with Michigan State involved, he might want to, like, change it where you can take somebody from Michigan State, even though the game wouldn't have started, if you want. But I wouldn't take anybody from a playing game until maybe the last round of the draft.
Heather, didn't you almost win Stoney's bracket?
Yes,
yes.
Which makes me very excited to play again. I'm excited. I'm not excited about watching the games per se, but I'm excited about filling out a bracket, a bracket I know nothing about. My picks come from, okay, what's the mascot? Which team name do I like? I pick ridiculously. Like, I don't pick with any knowledge. But yeah, I held first place for quite a while last year, or the previous year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.